you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
Good morning. It's Thursday, December 8th. I'm Suzanne Whatley, and you're listening to the LA Report from KPCC and LAist.com. Here's what's happening. Los Angeles City Council members have unanimously approved an ordinance to unhook buildings from fossil fuels. KPCC's Aaron Stone explains how it works.
The ordinance requires all new buildings in the city of LA to be fully electric. That means no more gas-powered stoves, heaters, or gas hookups. Mauro Kakusian is the climate justice manager for the LA chapter of nonprofit Physicians for Social Responsibility.
It's both important for the climate in terms of reducing greenhouse gas emissions, but also a public health concern.
Research shows that gas appliances such as stoves are linked to asthma and even cancer. And from those stoves to the way they're wired for power, buildings account for more than 40% of LA's total carbon footprint. The ordinance goes into effect in the new year. Covering the climate emergency, I'm Aaron Stone.
The city council has also voted to proceed with a plan to streamline 100% affordable housing projects in Los Angeles. It would fatten the city's payroll by adding 45 new positions across five city departments to help expedite processes and procedures. After 11 years leading the city, Mayor Eric Garcetti is spending his last week in office. Looking back on his legacy, USC sociology professor Manuel Pastor says Garcetti has some major accomplishments to brag about, including raising the minimum wage and securing funding for transportation and for unhoused people.
But the execution, not successful, and as a result, we have a larger unhoused population than we did before. And he is really living a stack of problems for the new mayor.
Pastor says LA's mayor-elect Karen Bass will have to deal with homelessness right away when she takes office Monday. Sunday midday is the ceremonial swearing-in when Vice President Kamala Harris is set to administer the oath to Bass. Our radio station, 89.3 KPCC, will be carrying the ceremony live as the nation's first female vice president administers the oath of office to LA's first female mayor. You can also listen on the KPCC app or stream it live online at kpcc.org. The ongoing strike by academic workers at the University of California has upended learning at UC's 10 campuses. With finals starting, the impact is being felt more by UC's largest constituency, undergraduate students. KPCC's Adolfo Guzman Lopez reports.
Undergrads at UCLA said their finals have been changed, canceled, or cut down to take out material not covered while teaching assistants were on strike. Sean Verdigio is a microbiology major.
A lot of my stuff isn't really getting graded on time, and they've had to make adjustments to the examinations.
Like in his math final. It was easier, he said, mostly because he wasn't tested on the coding lessons that TAs were not able to help with. For first-year students like Verdigio, the strikes added one more thing to adapt to. Students in their last year said they're missing valuable learning they'll need after college. Freshman Sanan Shipradar said what she's missing adds up to a lot of money. As an international student, she pays about three times as much in tuition as a California resident.
Considering how much we're paying for our tuition fee, it feels like a waste of money, considering we're not learning as much as we should just because of the strike and while we're paying so much for our tuition and everything.
But she and other students said the strikes taught them something they didn't fully know: how much TAs contribute to learning and how little some of them are paid. Covering higher education, I'm Adolfo Guzman Lopez.
The LA County Department of Mental Health has just opened up a new mental health clinic in Koreatown. KPCC's Robert Garova has more on that.
Just off the busy intersection of Vermont and 6th, the new center has spaces for group and individual therapy sessions, as well as offices where medication can be given out. Managers here say the Koreatown Mental Health Center should be able to keep a caseload of as much as 1,000 clients. There will be 6 licensed marriage and family therapists working out of the building, too. Don Robignol is a nurse practitioner who will help people with psychiatric meds and getting connected to medical care.
I think what's important is the relationship that we build with the people in the community, not be so much do what we say, but more of let's work as a team so we can help you reach your goals.
This center will focus on helping clients with moderate to severe mental health challenges, many of whom may be unhoused and not coming in for regular care. Covering mental health, I'm Robert Garova.
Pasadena residents now have a way to save on costly ambulance rides with a new paramedic subscription program. Paramedic services and transports aren't always fully covered by insurance. For $85 a year, subscribers and everyone in their household can access these services for no additional fee. Pasadena Fire Chief Chad Augustine says ambulance transports can cost up to $3,000, and that concerns some residents.
Especially as most of us are really watching our finances. Nobody likes unexpected bills, and this program will really help prevent you from having any unanticipated financial obligation if you have to call 911.
He says the money from the subscription service will go to the emergency medicine department and increase services and buy more equipment. The enrollment form and answers to frequently asked questions are online at cityofpasadena.net. Hearing aids may lower the risk of dementia and cognitive decline, according to a study led by a team of doctors in Singapore and published this week in the Journal of the American Medical Association. They looked at over 3,000 cases and found that people with hearing aids have a decreased risk of developing cognitive decline, such as dementia, by 19%. Dr. Zaldi Tan from Cedars-Sinai Medical Center says it's important to treat hearing loss right away.
Having a correction of your hearing loss actually can lead to better outcomes. So I think this is a validation of something that, in fact, we are already suggesting patients for many years.
Dr. Tan says this study proves that hearing aids should be accessible to everyone. They are costly, and in October, the Food and Drug Administration allowed hearing aids to be sold over the counter to make them more accessible to Americans. We are in for a sunny afternoon with highs in the mid-50s to mid-60s just about everywhere. The Antelope Valley will be cooler, upper 40s to mid-50s. Thank you so much for listening to the LA Report. I'm Suzanne Whatley, inviting you to read more news at laist.com and listen live anytime at kpcc.org or on the KPCC app.
This program is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people. The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at laist.com/sweeps.